Welcome to Beyond the Workout with your host, Eric Dunston. Hello, everyone. This is Coach E. I just want you to know that anything you hear on Beyond the Workout podcast is just information only. It is not a diagnosis for your issues. So anything you hear for well-being, nutrition, fitness, exercise, any of those things, just take it that way as information. If you need help for a specific situation, please seek a professional. See your doctor, see a professional personal trainer, and they will diagnose your issues and they will take care of you. All right, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another show of Beyond the Workout. It is me, Coach E, Eric Dunston, for another show. And this show, I think, is going to be great for you. And I decided, let's do a show centered around something that might be planned in your life very soon as the days get warm. So here on the East Coast in the United States, I don't know where you're listening. I'm in the southern area of the U.S. in North Carolina. And the days are beginning to get warmer. And usually when the days get warmer, we know that soon school will be over, summer will hit, you know, spring first, of course, and people start thinking about vacations. So if you notice the title of this show, that's what I want to talk about. When you go on vacations, think about bringing your exercise and fitness with you. That's why it's entitled Fit Travels, Transforming Family Vacations into Bonding and Wellness Adventures. So it can be fun and it can be active, and you would feel like you didn't just indulge and got out of shape. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. You can go on vacation and come back fatter, heavier, a little sluggish. And the reason I say that is because it happened to me a few years ago. You know, I went to New Orleans, and it was just 3 days in New Orleans. And when we landed, we had someone pick us up, and a friend of ours pick us up, and he said, "Oh, by the way, when you leave here, you're going to be 5 pounds heavier." I'm thinking, "No way, I'm going to go out onto the field and run and all that." I landed in New Orleans at 205 pounds. I arrived back into my home at 210 pounds. So I gained 5 pounds. And it wasn't a mental thing. And I don't know how he knew, but I didn't eat right. I didn't really take care of incorporating fitness in at the proper times. When I could have, we did do a lot of walking, but it does come down to how you eat. And if you ever go to New Orleans, nothing against New Orleans, it's hard to find that healthy stuff. I mean, the food is just good. It's really good to the tongue and the tummy, but yeah, I mean, enough of that with the New Orleans stuff. If you haven't gone, at least go visit, but be careful. It's addictive. Anyway, so what I want you to do now is pay attention to this show, and I hope I'll give you something of value, and we'll get right into it. So when we think about vacations, we often imagine relaxing days, indulging in our favorite foods, taking a break from our regular life and work and things around the home, and taking a break from our fitness routine. Should it be that way? Mm-hmm. What if I told you that, like, your vacation could be just the perfect opportunity to enhance your family bonds, which is that's why we usually go on vacation as a family. But you can do so through fitness. So what would you think of that? So let's do this. When you plan your vacation, let's plan our vacation. Like, get out that map. We might think about the things we want to do here and there. What's going to happen when we get there? What are some of the amenities there that they offer? But also think about bringing items that would encourage us to think about our health and fitness. Think about the clothing we're going to pack. Pack the clothing that we know will encourage us to go for a hike, go to a local gym, or if where are we staying has a gym like a hotel, let's plan that also into our vacation. Okay, let's do that. So let's go now, and I'm going to talk about, according to my notes, I have a thing here that I'm following. And the first thing is family bonding. Family bonding. So imagine engaging activities that you can do as a family. I mean, that can be helpful for the little one. If you have a little one, up all the way up to a teenager. You know, some like to hike scenic trails. Some like to cycle through, bicycling through quaint towns, or trying a new sport of some sort together, you know, finding a field and just doing something together. So these aren't just workouts you're doing and say, you got to come with me, you should come with me, and, you know, not demanding the family, but think about having and making it fun that they all want to go and do it with you. And then it will create some nice memories with you and your loved ones. And when you do it together, you can always, you'll have stories to tell and you can push each other in an encouraging way. You know, usually when I go on vacation, I try to find some type of activity that I can do that I like. I'll usually always find a gym. If I stay in a hotel, I'll always use the hotel gym. But sometimes the local gyms there, when you go in, you say, you know, I'm just here for a few days. You know, I like to try your place out. They'll just maybe give you a day or two to come in and work out. Sometimes they'll say, okay, here's a 7-day pass. Come on in and work out. Take advantage of that. Go in there, be friendly and talk to them and see if they allow you to work out in their gym. You might have to just sign a little waiver because they want you to be safe. But, you know, make sure you do it and tell them about your family. If they can come in and do some things as well. If you don't have children, you and your spouse could do it. And the other thing I would do, if I don't have a gym, or even if I find a gym membership, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go in and lift some weights because that's what I do. I like to bike ride. So sometimes we'll look up, you know, where we can rent bikes. Usually when we go to the beach, Atlantic Beach or Emerald Isle area in North Carolina, that beach area, we rent their bikes. They're usually a decent price. But I want to tell you this story because I love bike riding. So this is my Colorado story. So we flew out to Colorado to visit some friends and we, you know, they had something to do. I think they were still working, so we would get with them, you know, after they finished work. But we decided to venture out on our own, and Michelle actually found a place we could rent bikes. And it wasn't cheap because, you know, there were some nice bikes, but it wasn't cheap. So what we did is, if you know Denver, Colorado is like called Mile High because they got these steep hills. So I'm trying to make this story real quick. All right. So we rented the bikes. They took us out to the area. I think we drove and met them out to the area that we were going to bike. It was totally awesome for you, those of you who love to bike. And here's why. When we got off out the van, we got our bikes. We had to adjust them. And, you know, first of all, I looked at Michelle and she's like stumbling on her bike. I was like, what's wrong with you? And she was just nervous and was like, come on, get it together. We went to our first area where we wanted to start. And let me tell you, this was awesome. The hill literally almost just went straight down. And it was a hairpin turn. It was exhilarating. Michelle saw that and said, there's no way I'm going down that hill. No way. So she put her bike back in the van and told them, drive me down to a more stable area. Of course, I was giving her a hard time because we were renting these bikes. It cost us some money to rent them. And I said, well, look, there was a guy pulling his kids on a little child cart on his bike going down that hill. She didn't care. So this is how steep it was. When we went down the hill, you had to hold your brakes the whole time down. Oh, that was awesome. And, you know, exercise and fitness is not all about downhill. there were some points that we had to go uphill, but eventually Michelle caught up with us, and you know, we did that turn, that the twist and turn. Hers was straight down to the bottom, and it was just an awesome experience. And to do it on bike while you're biking, there's so much you can see that you couldn't see if you were in a car. So we took advantage of that. I think we bonded over that story because I love to tell it, and she loves to tell why she hated it. That first part, but in the end, she did enjoy herself. So that was the story I wanted to tell you about our Denver bike ride. But remember, you can incorporate whatever you want. Just try to do more walking, make it hiking, whether it's biking. If you like the water, go out for a swim, you know, and make it not just swim out, you know, kicking water, swim and get some laps in. And that's some good exercise. Don't just do it once. If you're on a 7-day vacation, go a few times and really get your exercise in. So let's think about this now. How do we make it a habit for when we're going on vacation? So remember I told you in the beginning, I said, well, when you plan your vacation, plan your fitness as well. So that's how you make it a habit. You know, you might have these exercise clothes that you have stuffed in the drawer that you don't really do much with. Well, put them in your suitcase and leave them there. And every time you use that suitcase or open it, put your normal to-go stuff in, you'll see them there. It'll encourage you, oh, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to make sure I plan for my exercising. And you think about it, if it was, if you have children and they see you planning that way, it's going to encourage them to think about their future and having a healthy lifestyle. Or if, like I say, if it's just the two of you, you know, you will encourage each other to make exercise a priority. Because when I pack my things and I see Michelle pack her things, she will put exercise things in her suitcase. And I'll see her do it. Of course, I'm going to do it. And we kind of encourage each other, just seeing each other do it, just put their clothes in. So that's encouraging. So that's one reason, one good benefit of making sure you're going to exercise when you're on vacation, or sticking to your routine, because that's what I want to say. So Michelle follows a routine every morning with her body program, and she's going to find a place, even if it's in the hotel room, she'll move a chair here or there, and she will find a place to set up her iPad or her computer, and she's going to get her exercise 30 minutes. Then we're off to doing whatever. And like I say, I'll go down to the hotel gym, or I find a local gym, and I'm going to get my workout in. And it doesn't have to be extremely long. You know, I go in and maybe in and out in 20, 30 minutes, but at least I got my exercise in. Another reason I want you all to think about planning your vacation, exercise on your vacation, because believe it or not, some people go on vacation to relieve stress and come back more stressed. I don't know why. It can be overwhelming sometimes, new place, you know, that you get aggravated not knowing your way around. Let off some of that, you know, through exercise. Physical activity has been known to melt stress away. And why not do it while you're on vacation with your family? And you tell them to go away, you get that stress relief, you come back and you see them, they won't aggravate you as much if they do at all. So that's a reason. And then I want to talk to you about the next thing wanted to talk to you about is being flexible in what you do as far as workouts. So like I say, sometimes, you know, you might not find a place to exercise. Maybe where you're staying doesn't have a gym, or maybe the local gym doesn't allow it, or maybe you don't want to do anything in your hotel because you have children. What if you went out to a park? What if you went out to an area where you can just do some fun challenges together for exercising, some body weight exercise? Well, do that. You can do body weight exercises where you all challenge each other and maybe a few push-ups, some squats, some lunges, some dance routines. It could be anything. You can actually go and to a park and maybe find an area where somebody's actually throwing a little class. You might can join in. Or you might find it in a local newspaper that they're not newspaper. I'm dating myself. You might find it in the local, I guess you'd say, app for the area, information for the area that somebody is doing something around fitness. That might be aerobics class here, cardio class there. And it might be on the beach, it might be in a park. You can try that. Another thing you can do when you go out is to be sure to track what you're doing. So now what we have are, like here, I have my watch. It's a smartwatch. My smartwatch tracks. I could turn on exercise and I could say if I'm doing a walk, if I'm doing a bike ride, if I'm doing resistance training, I can tell my watch that. And it's really good when you track your walking, because if you are the type that want to see how many steps you've gotten every day, and you're on vacation and you can track that, that's nice. It can keep track of your heart rate. It can keep track of your sleep. You can see how well you're sleeping at night. So why not incorporate that if you have a smartwatch, wear it and track your workouts and see how well you did while on vacation. And especially if you do it at home, track your workouts at home. See what the difference is and see how well you've done. And I want to conclude this show now with something that's important to me to share with you when you're out and about, because it can be one of the hardest things to think about when you're traveling. And I'll set it up this way. Whenever I travel somewhere, and I always want to find out what's unique there to eat. And I know when I went to New Orleans, I had to have a po' boy. I didn't do gumbo, but I was some other things. I had to go to, I went to a restaurant that the Triple D's guy, Guy Fieri, had visited. I had to see what that was like. It was some other things. I can't remember exactly, but I had to try it. And then I remember the last place, it was a hotel. I think it was the Roosevelt Hotel. I'm not sure. But this guy came only on Monday evenings, I think between 5 and 8. And they said, my friend said, that is the best fried chicken you can ever lay your lips on. It's the best you can have. So, of course, if it's the best and he's recommending it and he lives there, I said, I'm going to go try it. So, you see how all of this can build up to you eating not so well. There was some other thing there too with these powdered donuts. I mean, we just had to try these beverages and stuff. We just had to see what it was all about. And I'm not saying don't do that, but here's what I'm going to tell you. Look for healthy options because they're out there. In fact, you can get some healthy options and go out to the park. That park that you do exercise and you go out there, have a basket, have a picnic out there. What do you think that would do for the family if you were there just y'all outside having food, maybe good, healthy food, and mixed in with some of the stuff that maybe not so healthy, I guess you could say. I don't want to say that. I shouldn't say that. A coach shouldn't say that. Shame on me. But maybe you can have some things that are common to the local area and share that. Like for example, we got the fried chicken and we shared it. It was so much. I think we shared it. It was so much. I didn't want to toss it. So we actually brought it on the plane with us because we were going back the very next day. But it still had an effect on me. And that's why I'm going to just encourage you all to consider how you eat when you go out. You might have day one, okay, and I'm gonna start off and let's try some of the local stuff. It's a restaurant that's common to the area that the locals are raving about. you try it, look for some of the healthy options. And when I'm gonna tell you this, when you don't drink sodas, but if you have a beverage that's different, share it, pass it around, see what you like. There's one that our friend, he took us out, him and his wife took us out to breakfast, and I think it was called Ruby Slipper, I think that was called. I wish sometimes your mind is terrible. We do so much. I think it was a Ruby Slipper, and he had this plate of bacon, and he said, that's his. Like, I thought to myself, I would never want to touch it. Let it here at a restaurant here, they call it $1 million bacon. So it's just bacon layered in, I think, maple syrup. And I guess somehow it just tastes well, tastes good. I think I took a bite of it and I didn't like it because too much sweet is not good. It's not something I like, I guess I shouldn't say. Not my favorite thing. So things like that, you have to be careful. If somebody had it and tasted it, you might say, oh, I want a whole plate of that myself. Well, okay, fine. I'm not going to tell you not to, but be very careful. But with the sodas, I'm going to say, don't do that. Juices, don't do that. Have flavored water if you can. But if somebody has a juice or if it's a local natural soda, if you want to taste it, taste it. But I'm going to tell you, be careful taking in these liquid calories, especially the sugar. It's just something I wouldn't recommend. So I'm rambling here. I really wanted to emphasize planning your vacations. And as I wrap this show up, I just want you to remember, when you plan that vacation, integrate fitness into the vacation. Integrate it so that it's something that everyone in the family would want to do each time you go on vacation. Don't make it so hard or burdensome or depressing that they don't want to include it the next time. Make it fun, make it active. Find new adventures to do while you're out there. Look at the places. Sometimes these historic towns, you can walk them for miles. Go venture into each of those shops. Go walk it. Walk far, track your walking, and come out and let your legs be aching. And I think you will enjoy it as y'all do that together. So, I hope this episode was something that inspired you. And what I'm gonna do for you is, I'm gonna actually, as I'm doing this show, I'm trying to put together a little vacation packet for you, and I'm gonna have that over at my website, ericdunstan.com. Let me correct that. When I say vacation packet for you, I'm not going to have a vacation packet. It's going to be basically what I just talked to you about here, broken down so you can. I have to come back here and say, what did he say do? No, you can go back. You can take that document, download it, look it over, see if it's something that you can incorporate when you go to travel. Okay. All right. Until next time, keep your body moving. Go out there and explore things and see beautiful things when you travel on vacation, and when you see them when you're walking, see them while you're biking, see them while you're hiking. In other words, travel on vacation with the goal of being fit and healthy. All right. I hope this helps. Again, you can reach me or at ericdunstan.com. There's a button on there that says, let's chat. I'd love to chat with some of you and see if we can work together. Okay. That's it. This is Coach E signing out. Thanks for listening to Beyond the Workout Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please be sure to check me out at ericdunstan.com and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Physique Improvements. Take care, everyone.